My name is Roger Evans, and together with my wife Joan, we founded the Institute of Psychosynthesis in London nearly 40 years ago. Thank you for downloading this podcast, and I do hope that during the next few minutes I can give you at least a flavour for what is psychosynthesis. Psychosynthesis is a unique approach to psychology, developed by the Italian psychiatrist Dr. Roberto Assogioli. Assogioli recognises that every person is essentially a spiritual self. And by this he means that at the core of who we are, we are both uniquely individual and at the same time universally connected to all beings. In this context of self, he is neutral to religion but unswervingly positive to what it means to live a spiritual life. What this means is that Assogioli and psychosynthesis place at the centre of our lives our search for who we are, our trying to fulfil ourselves and express our creativity, to be the very best we can be, and in that sense find meaning and purpose, and the fact that we are relational beings and are continually attempting to be in right relations, even when we appear not to be. Thus he brings an aspiring and hopeful context for understanding both who we are and also becoming what we may be. You can really get a sense of his work and his development of psychosynthesis, both in his book, which he wrote in 1957, a book called Psychosynthesis, A Collection of Basic Writings by Roberto Assogioli. You'll find this on our website, as we have just reprinted it. And also in the other podcasts that I've done, I'm talking about the journey of Roberto Assogioli's life. So to continue, within this psychosynthesis context, we see that the self exists from birth. And in an undifferentiated form, the self builds a personality through which it can express itself. In this sense, it's unlike most contemporary psychologists, in that within psychosynthesis, personality traumas and historical dilemmas are dealt with as consequences of the self seeking to emerge into the world, rather than as the conditioning of our environment being causal, which then becomes the psychological ceiling for our lives. So this means for us at the Institute that the context for our coaching, our counselling and psychotherapy training is fundamentally different, in that we're holding the question with our clients, who and where is this being most essentially now? And as we do so, we help them deal with whatever parts of their personality or history limits the expression of that being now. So this context of the self is the basis of all our professional training and education. Interestingly, as well as being a psychology of self, psychosynthesis is also a psychology of will. And Assogioli repositioned and brought to a psychological treatise that the will is the closest expression of the self, and quite distinct and different from the well-known 19th century and Victorian notion of the strong or the hard will. What this means is that as we come closer to an awareness of self, we not only increase our self-consciousness, but are also increasingly free to make choices, to move and to transform our lives. Thus, we can more fully express ourselves and become more of who we are. So practically, this means psychosynthesis is a psychology of self, the psychology of will, and very importantly, one of hope, one that can give each person a new perspective to understand and transform the dilemmas of their lives, and where appropriate, can provide help to resolve past history and traumas in order to be free enough to express themselves as fully and with as much purpose and meaning as possible. There's another very important perspective of the human being, which Psychosensus addresses, and that is the journey of spiritual awakening. Asajoli was writing about this in the middle of the 20th century and really developed the process of spiritual emergence and the psychological consequences. And in this writing, he both validates and explains this natural human process. He was clearly the forerunner of many later authors who today use his work as a benchmark for their research. And in our psychosynthesis training, we train our coaches, counsellors and psychotherapists to work with spirit emergency as well as emergence. We created this Institute of Psychosynthesis in London with Roberto's help in 1973 in order to, first of all, introduce people to this context of self and will as a way of helping to deal with existential dilemmas, spiritual awakening and spiritual emergence through short courses and individual therapy. We also trained people from many different professional fields to use this framework for the person in their professional lives. And over the past 20 years, we've been validated by the Middlesex University, who awards master's degrees in psychosynthesis psychology, counselling, psychotherapy, as well as coaching. So thank you for visiting the Institute's website and for taking time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found it useful. If you'd like to learn more about what we do and how we train people in psychosynthesis, please call us or email us for more details of our work. And finally, thank you very much indeed for listening.